Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics on KASU. We've been hearing a lot about the state of the state, the state of the union, and certainly the state of the economy. For review of 2017's economic performance and a look at 2018's, I caught up with economist Mervin Jebaraj. He's the director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas's Walton College of Business. 2 weeks ago, he led a major presentation to more than 1,100 business leaders from around the state and region on what he sees happening in the new year. Mervin, let's begin with one of the big takeaways from the conference. We've got the latest U.S. and Arkansas gross domestic product figures, and the back end of 2017 was a little slower than expected, wasn't it?
It was. So Q4 for the nation came in at about 2.3%, which was 2.6%, which was a lot slower than the previous two quarters, both of which were 3 and 3.2%. So we saw an increase in consumer expenditures, who make up the largest part of the economy, so that part was good. But because consumers were spending a lot more money on goods and services, it also meant that imports went up, which is subtraction from GDP. On the flip side, we saw the inventories of businesses go down, but investment spending went up. So the good news in that report, even though the GDP only grew 2.6%, was that investment spending was up, and investment spending today means jobs tomorrow. So we can look forward to a good pace of job growth in 2018, like we did in 2017.
Well, let's get to 2018. What do we have forecast for 2018, and how does that comport with the big stimulus of the tax cuts that became law at the end of last year?
Right, so there are many moving parts for 2018, but I think, you know, overall in 2017, the economy grew 2.3%, which is, you know, moderate but rather tepid growth rate. It was better than 2016, which grew about 1.5%. Looking forward to 2018, most economists think that the economy will grow somewhere around 2.5% to 2.6%, and that takes into account the big stimulus that we just referred to passed at the end of last year in the form of individual and corporate tax cuts. So including all of that, we're thinking 2.5% to 2.6%, which is just slightly above the 2.3% 2017 growth rate that we had this year. So again, moderate but rather tepid growth rate, not the 3% or higher than 3% growth rate that we would like to see in this country, that we need to see in this country to both pay for the tax cuts and to pay for our obligations in the future.
Well, on the subject of tax cuts, I want you to cut through the clutter for me on this. Republicans have bragged that the tax cuts are the reason for some wage hikes and employee bonuses. At the same time, I could quote you some headlines that contradict those exact same announcements. For instance, Walmart gave a big pay raise, then cut some jobs. Same for companies like AT&T, Bank of the Ozarks, and on and on. What's truth? What's fiction here?
I think we could safely say that wages and bonuses are rather unrelated to tax changes in the upcoming fiscal year, right? So we're looking at year-end bonuses and wage increases. So let's take Walmart, for example. They announced that they're raising their lowest paid wage to about $11. And that really reflects two things. A, that the economy is as strong as it is, the unemployment rate is as low as it is. So to hold on to their workers, they're going to have to pay them more to keep them from going to their competition. So Target, for example, was already offering $11. Target had also promised to go to $15 by 2020. So all Walmart was doing by offering $11 is trying to compete to keep the best workers at Walmart and not let them go to their competition. Same thing with the bonuses. Bonuses are given because the company did well in any given year. You see that for a variety of different companies made those announcements at the end of the year. Difference is that they linked it to the tax cuts, which I guess is more PR than anything else. In 2016, 25% of all workers got a bonus. We didn't see a lot of announcements linking it to just about anything at that point. But we also saw wage increases in 2015 and 2016, and they weren't linked to anything either. So these are all part of the economy doing as well as it has. We are in the 105th month of economic expansion. So to keep on hold of your workers, you're going to have to pay them more. And so it's good to see wages going up. There's been a weak point in this economic growth so far. Bonuses, of course, are a one-off payment and not a permanent thing. So you'll see a short stimulus from that, but it'll go away eventually. The one thing that we can look forward to, I mentioned that investment spending was up in the last quarter of 2017. There'll probably be some increase in investment spending, although it'll probably be more in the out years than in 2018. I think companies make investment decisions for only one reason, if they think that the economy is strong enough to justify an investment increase. So the corporate tax rate being cut to as low as it is now from 35 to 21% means that in the out years, you know, a few years down the line, we will see more increases in investment spending. But currently, the announcements that we've seen from companies like Apple, et cetera, are essentially just counting up the investments that they had already planned to make given the strength of the economy. So if there are any changes in investment spending from this tax cut, we'll likely only see them down the line. So currently, companies haven't changed their investment spending a whole lot. In fact, if they had money offshore, they do just as well to borrow against it and spend money here domestically if they think that they can make more money investing it than earning interest off of it. So again, from that perspective, we'll have to wait and see what the investment spending brings from the tax cuts, but right now we don't see a whole lot of it.
Let's talk about Arkansas's employment forecast. What sectors did well in 2017? What are your expectations for 2018?
Well, I think for 2017, looking back, you know, how Arkansas did, it was a pretty good year. We saw record low unemployment rates for three consecutive months, record high employment in the state. And the sectors that did well are professional business services, healthcare, and manufacturing in particular. So if you look at manufacturing, for example, we added about 5,000 jobs in the state last year. A lot of it was in rural areas, so that's great news. You know, a part of this recovery since 2009 has seen a lot of the recovery go to urban areas and leave out the rural areas. So it's good to see some economic recovery in the rural areas, especially around manufacturing. Healthcare in particular added about 5,000 jobs, education and health services. And that particular sector has been on fire recently. Since 2014 in Arkansas Works, we've added about 15,000 jobs in the state in the healthcare industry alone. A lot of that has to do with the fact that Arkansas now only has 8% uninsured population, which is one of the lowest in the country. And so going forward in 2018, we can expect more of the same in those particular sectors, even though there are probably some headwinds in healthcare in 2019.
That's Mervin Jebaraj, director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas's Walton College of Business. You can read more or watch more of our interview at our website at talkbusiness.net. That's all for this edition of Talk Business and Politics on KASU. We appreciate you tuning in. I'm Roby Brock. We'll see you next time.
Talk Business and Politics is sponsored by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.